This is Katie. Can I help you?
Hey, Katie. Is Susan in by chance?
Yeah. I could see if she's available. May you tell her who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Greenup Landscape and Garden Center. Your patience is appreciated. Please remain on the line, and we'll return to assist you in just a moment.
Hello, this is Sue.
Hey, Sue. It's Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. With who? I'm sorry.
Bank of Cardiff.
What is that?
We're a private business bank out in San Diego. I'm actually calling to follow up here on an offer that we had sent you, sent about 2 weeks ago. It was in reference to some past financing that you actually had done here with Western Finance and Lease a few years back. Is any of that ringing a bell by chance?
Not really.
Okay. Well, it was based off some good lending history you had shown there a few years back, as well as your DNB credit profile. The offer we had sent you was actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital, mm-hmm. and it looks like the company got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base here with you and see where you're at with the business, and see if you had any plans here going forward with some growth and needed some help there on the equipment or capital side.
What's the interest rate on a line of credit?
We actually don't do a line of credit typically here. We usually do. We work more with working capital. Are you familiar with that type of program?
No.
Okay, so it's very similar to a line of credit in the sense that you're going to get approved for the largest amount possible. The differences are on the working capital. It's more based off your sales as opposed to your credit.
Okay.
So it usually allows you to get more access to cash than a typical line of credit would. And how it actually is weighted here is it's usually about 10 to 15% of your top line
okay.
we can free up for you as unsecured cash. So there's no collateral you have to put up. There's no down payment. It's basically for you to use however you see fit with the business.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something you were maybe looking to do here in the near future with the business there?
No, I'm just curious. I don't mm-hmm. have anything in mind at the moment.
I see. Is there typically a time of the year where you guys do look to maybe expand or bring on any additional equipment or capital there, or is it just kind of on an as-need basis?
It's kind of on a wait-and-see basis.
I see. How's business for you guys right now? How you been doing with summer here?
Great.
Okay. Is this kind of typically your busy season?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything you guys actually like specialize in the landscaping industry, or are you guys kind of diverse? Do you do a little bit of everything?
We're very diverse.
I see.
Yes, we're very diverse. We do a lot of commercial work.
Okay. Do you do residential as well, or is it mostly just commercial?
We do residential also.
Okay.
We are a full landscape company, but we also do drain work. We work with the proving grounds here on their tracks, doing various mm-hmm. various things on their tracks. So, we do a lot of different things. So
I see.
We don't key in on necessarily one thing, like the standard landscaper. Model.
Yeah. I've been working with a lot of companies in your industry, and a lot of them specialize either in the summertime or pools, or they're very niche as opposed to kind of being diverse there, like you guys.
Right.
Are you guys have like a typical time of the year where you look to bring on like equipment or like projects ramp up for you there, or is it kind of just
we're usually spread year round?
I see. A lot of repeat customers.
Yes. We're very steady year round. We've got a lot of contracts, so year round contracts. So
yeah, with the contracts there, are you guys working on like a net 30 or a net 60 payout structure, or is it all usually pretty upfront with you?
Well, with the contracts, it's a net 30.
Net 30, okay. A lot of companies actually have been coming to us in your industry lately, just because a lot of them have been getting pushed back to like net 60s, net 90s. Spoke to some of that are actually got pushed back to net 120s. So they use the.
We don't open it. No.
Yeah.
We never open it to anything. Not even a net 60. We don't,
okay.
Just don't do that.
Yeah, a lot of people will just use the working capital as almost like a bridge loan to get through periods like that where they're not seeing as much cash flow, or you know, they want to take advantage of some cheap equipment that they found, situations
right.
like that. But
right.
I mean, is there anything you guys might be having planned here by the end of 2016 that you were looking to maybe do with maybe some additional projects or anything like that?
Well, I would have to talk to Bill. He's our project manager, and
okay.
He's away on vacation this week, so
mm-hmm.
he'll be back till next Monday. So if you want to give me a call back then, I can probably
yeah.
have a little bit more information for you. So
of course, I could maybe try to follow up with you maybe mid next week and give you and Bill some time to kind of discuss it. Is there maybe a good email there I could shoot you the information with my contact information and just kind of a summary of the offer we sent you? That way you have it.
Can send it to
sbgreenup@hotmail.com. Okay, yeah, I'll shoot that over to you. It'll just have my direct line and just a quick summary of the offer. If you do have any questions in the meantime, you can just email me back or call me back, and I can answer those questions. Otherwise, let's shoot for, like, is maybe Wednesday around the same time as now good for you?
That would be good.
Perfect. We'll follow up then.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.